This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Early 90s, Cavs had some really talented teams, and when I was young growing up, they used to say, yeah, but the one thing about the Cavs, kind of soft. And we love those teams. They also did not get as far as they wanted to get. Can things change with this Cavs team? Jason Lloyd in from The Athletic and for Ken Carmen today. Kenny having his procedure. Haven't heard from Kenny yet. I think he's nervous. I don't even know if the procedure ends up going down.
I think he's going to call in and go, I've got a lump in my throat. I'm not feeling so good.
You think he chickens out?
I did bring it up yesterday because I understand because I was there. This was all the same thing to me. I kept putting it off. Then they changed it. They delayed it. And then my wife is like, do you even really still want to do this? And then when she said that, that opened up. Like, I guess I don't really have to do this. And in the end, I just sucked it up, got it done. So we'll see if that happens with Ken today. And he said, 15, 20 minutes.
Ultimately, Ken's in the height of monogamy. He's like, this is not just for him. This is for Liz too, right? So,
but maybe what he saw at the Coldplay concert thinking otherwise.
That's
I don't know.
Let's speculate on that for a while.
Reckless speculation.
What time was he supposed to get chopped?
10:45, I think, is.
Oh, then why do you have to miss today?
Time.
Right. Well,
coward. He's soft. Speaking of soft, he's soft.
I'm not saying anything. I mean, got a little rain the other day. Oh, let's pull the kids off the practice field. It's raining.
Yep.
So he can go and start boozing.
Yeah, he did that on Tuesday.
I'm like, do you think that's happening in Kirtland right now? I bet they're going out there in the lightning. It could be a tsunami. They're out there practicing.
I mean, Avon Lake, we practiced in a tornado last summer.
And we'll do it again if we have to.
But we'll get to that. We'll get to that Cavs thing in a second. I do know that maybe perhaps nobody in town has better perspective on LeBron James. And even if you're experiencing LeBron fatigue, even if mentally you've so checked out of wanting to beg for LeBron, or you don't even think he could help them at the age of 40. I think it's crazy. The guy was, to me, a top 10 player in the league last year, actually to the NBA. He was second team all NBA. But you're monitoring what's going on with the Lakers, and you're seeing a lot of similarities to what LeBron had done in the past here in Cleveland.
I think this is, the question isn't, is LeBron going to finish his career in LA? The question is, how much longer does he want to play? Because this is his last year. I think it's been made clear this is going to be his last year.
In Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. So if he's going to continue playing, it's not going to be there. And it just feels like they're setting up the exit, which it felt like having been around him every day his last year in Cleveland. If you remember, I felt all year that last year, like, this is it. It's over. He's leaving again. And it was just, and again, sort of like what the Lakers have done, the Cavs had very quietly sort of pivoted away from what he was saying and from his wishes. LeBron wanted David Griffin brought back. He made it very clear. He wanted Griff to stay as GM, and they parted ways with Griff, and they brought back Kobe. He wanted, who was the veteran? There's a veteran player he wanted brought in. and they signed Jetty instead. I forget now who it was. There was a player that he wanted in on the roster, and they went the other way, and they signed Jetty. And it was just subtle things and some a little bit more blatant. He was against the Kyrie trade. He didn't want Kyrie traded. And he told the Cavs, bring him back. Like, I will fix this. Bring him back. And it was too late at that point. And now, in their defense, he could have said that a lot earlier in the process than what he did. And he really didn't say a whole lot. And then when the trade was going down with Boston, he said, don't do this. Bring him back. And it was already the train had left the station, and the deal was done. So for years, it was the Cavs just doing whatever LeBron wanted. And there was a very clear shift his final year in Cleveland away from that. And it feels like that's what's happening now in LA, is a very clear shift. And it should be. They should be going to what Luka wants and building around Luka and not LeBron, because they know LeBron's at the end. So it makes perfect sense why both sides are operating the way they are. It really comes down to how much longer does LeBron want to play. And it's only July. It's mid-July. If this is his last year, you're going to know it. He's going to let everybody know before the season starts, because he wants 30 love letters written.
Yeah, so I think he's earned it.
Absolutely.
I mean, the Kobe Bryant treatment, and then he watched The Last Dance, and I think there was no doubt at that stage. And you said he's already had a crew.
He's had a film crew around him off and on for the last couple of years. I don't know what he's building or what he's got going, but I mean, when they were here.
20 parts.
When they were here a couple of years ago, I was in the locker room.
Least.
And he had a film crew filming everything.
And by the way, he's got more. He's got more of a story to tell than even Kobe, than even MJ at this point, because there's more film. We've known him since high school. We really didn't know Michael Jordan since high school in that way. And Kobe, you knew a little bit in high school, but it's still, you just have the catalog of footage. And then this lengthy NBA career where he's had like four or five careers, mini careers as part of the longer career, and then add Team USA, add him being an executive as, you know, the VP of the players union, right? And then he could be an owner. We all think it's trending towards that. Then you add his business ventures.
Yeah.
So who's got more of a story to tell in American sports, maybe outside of Tiger Woods?
Yeah.
Than LeBron James.
He reshaped free agency in the NBA. He reshaped how players approach free agency, taking shorter deals to maximize earnings, teaming up in different markets. Now the league has found a way to sort of put an end to that, but he was the one at the lead of that. He reshaped endorsement deals. He now gets ownership in these companies. It's not just you're going to pay me X amount. It's no, I want a stake. If I'm endorsing you, then I want a piece of the product. And that's never happened before. So he has reshaped. For a guy who never went to college, he's surrounded himself with some pretty sharp business people, and he's developed a pretty good sense of business.
I'd say he could teach a class at Harvard Business School. Yeah. Maverick Carter has taught a class at Harvard Business School. So, yeah. And Rich Paul's become, you know, one of the most influential agents in all of sports.
And Rich is going to be around long after LeBron. And I'm really impressed and proud of what Rich has accomplished and what he's done, because early in his career, Rich had people throughout the league telling him all the time, just wait till your golden boy retires and you'll be done. You'll be irrelevant. You're gone too. And that is just not the case. Like, Rich is the most powerful agent in the NBA, and that will last long after LeBron retires.
That is it's pretty amazing. If you go back and trace their original meetings, you know, it's absolutely incredible. So, look, the Cavs, their offseason, they're probably going to be talked about less than any other team that is a contender in the NBA, because they're running it back. Now, they did bring in two guys I like. Lonzo Ball, if healthy, which you always have to say in parentheses. Right. And then, obviously, Larry Nance Jr., if healthy. Yeah. So, they're two guys. But what they didn't do in the offseason is address something that their coach brought up and their GM brought up immediately after the elimination game, game five of the Pacers. And that was, we need to get tougher, both mentally and physically. Now, mentally, I think they got some guys already that are pretty tough mentally, and one of them is Donovan Mitchell, certainly. But the physically part of
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That I look up and down NBA rosters, man, I can go through every single roster and tell you who the instigators are, who the enforcers are, who the tough guys are. The Ben Mathurins, I mean, he might have changed that entire series when he went up to block DeAndre Hunter, right? That sent a pretty big message in a game where it was in the middle of a avalanche, yeah. Right? And we know what happens the rest of that series. So he is somebody who is an instigator. The Dylan Brookses of the world, you know, definitely an instigator and someone who will go toe-to-toe. I look around, Lou Dort. Man, Oklahoma City seems like they got eight of those guys.
Yep.
Okay, and they were the champions this year. So we've seen it. When LeBron, when the Cavs were the favorites in all those series in the second 4 years that he was here, all the other teams had one of those guys that they were going to try. Now, most of the ways it was unsuccessfully, but they would have guys who would stand up to LeBron or at least get in his face, someone who would take a hard foul. I mean, we could talk about Kelly Olynyk and the instigation. So teams have always had that in the NBA. And I go up and down the Cavs roster. Who is that guy? Even the one guy they had, the Morris brother that would do it,
Marcus
Morris, in the 3 weeks it seemed like he was with the Cavs, he was that guy. And the Cavaliers obviously, you know, went a different direction immediately into the season. And what was he doing? He was clowning his ex-teammates.
Yeah.
Saying those guys aren't tough enough. And that was, you know, that was 2 years ago. What's changed? So do you think that's something that could hold him back? Because I think it's a problem.
Yeah. It could be something that holds him back. I'm not saying it will, but certainly it could. You know, I think what makes him tougher, I think this entire offseason of everyone sort of poking at him, yeah, and it feels like they've become a punchline at certain times, which I think is misguided. I still think they're a really talented team, and it feels like, I've said this before, it feels like the pendulum has sort of swung too far the other way, where people just sort of dismiss them in the East as the East is wide open. And it is. The East is open.
They can't dismiss them.
But, I mean, this is the most expensive roster in the NBA now. I don't think people realize that. With Boston making the cuts that they have, with Phoenix pivoting the way they have.
Are they the only team officially in the second apron now? Because all the other teams did some work to get out under the apron?
I'd have to look. I don't know. But I know that they have the most expensive roster in the NBA now. So if I had an entire summer of everyone calling me soft and telling me I wasn't tough enough, nothing would anger me more and motivate me more to prove them wrong than that. So where does the toughness come from? The toughness may just come from an off season of derision and of people sort of poking at them. I wrote about after the season ended, this team will not reach its full potential until Evan Mobley's the best player on the team. Now, is he going to be the physical enforcer? No. And in fact, I'd go a step farther and say, they probably just traded away their one tough guy in Isaac Okoro, but he couldn't make enough shots to stay on the floor in a playoff game, in a series. So they had to sort of move on from him and get off that future money. And really what they did was put themselves in a position to maybe dip out of the second apron next season, not this coming season, but next season, maybe. If they feel like they need to pivot and get out of the apron, it's a lot easier to do that now without Okoro's money on the books. Mm-hmm. But in terms of physicality and where do they find physicality, it has to come from within. And it has to come from an entire summer of people telling them you're not good enough and you're not tough enough.
Well, you can't ask Donovan Mitchell to do that. You can't be the superstar,
yeah,
and have to also man, the guy's been on fumes the last 2 years at the end of the playoffs. He's played his butt off. but he's already got enough of heavy of the heavy lifting.
If you want names, it would have to be Mobley and Allen.
Okay. Well, Allen is just somebody that I think...
And I don't know that Allen's wired that way.
Well, we don't even know if he's going to be here, right? I mean, you do have a trade deadline this year. And I know it's hard to imagine a really successful team that's on the verge of high 50s or maybe even 60 wins again trading one of their main pieces. I'm not going to use the term core, but you can if you want. But, you know, Jared Allen, at the end of the season, that was the one guy we kind of all agreed on. Like, if they wanted to make a move...
I wrote after the season, I don't know how you bring him back. Like, he's been a ghost now in the playoffs. How many years in a row has he just vanished when you needed him most? He's great defensively, yes. But if there was one guy to break off, I think he's clearly fourth in the layering of, if you're going to call it a core four, he's fourth on that list. And it's easier to make the money work at $20 million, where his salary is compared to some of the other guys. But they clearly, at this point, I don't think there's a move coming. Like, this is who they're bringing back.
This it. Do you buy any of the rumors that have been out there that they were in on Kevin Durant conversations, that they might have made a call about LeBron James? Do you believe any of that?
Well, if you weren't in on Kevin Durant, I'd say that's dereliction of duty. And why weren't you in on Kevin Durant? Because he's still a top 15 player in this league.
Last year, he had the most efficient isolation game since they've been tracking the data dating back to 2012. That's how good of a season. Nobody knows because they weren't good.
Yeah.
But you saw what happened when we played against Kevin Durant in Phoenix towards the end of the year. He was clearly the best player on the floor.
Yeah. If they weren't in on KD, they should have been in on KD is how I would look at
which
it.
Which would have meant a Darius Garland trade.
Fine. Kevin Durant's better than Darius Garland. So, and you're trying to win a championship right now. The LeBron stuff, they were never going to gut their roster for him, nor should they, I don't think. If you really sit down and look at everything they would have to give up to make a deal like that work because of where they are money-wise in the apron, it's nonsensical. It just doesn't make sense. And I didn't think it was ever realistic that the Lakers were going to just buy him out and he was going to come back here on a minimum. I wouldn't rule out LeBron ever finishing his career here. Again, it depends on how long he wants to play. And if he wants to play beyond this season, then, yeah, you could get something done. And that's why I brought up earlier about pivoting out of the second apron. If you have to pivot out of the second apron next summer, well, then that brings your mid-level exception back into play.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can have a serious conversation about that, but that's still a year away. So it's not worth spending a ton of time on now. But there are more realistic paths, I think, next summer, if there's going to be a reunion between those two, than there is right now.
And Darius is the one I'm really... You talked about chip on the shoulder. I mean, imagine what Darius thought while he was seeing clips of Kevin Durant.
Absolutely.
Talk with, you know, LeBron James, who's best friends with his agent, Rich Paul. Nobody's saying anything.
LeBron and Darius are both clutch guys.
And they're going on and on. And Kevin Durant is
singling
like,
him out by name.
He's like, I don't know, small guys in the NBA today. I don't think it's their game. And then it's like, all right, well, I guess he could be talking about me. And then Darius Garland.
Yep.
Like he mentioned him right there. You want to talk about bulletin board material? Hope that works. I hope that works for the diminutive guard. He needs to have a season, needs to have a big bounce back after Stephen A. Smith went after him in the playoffs. Guy's question is his toughness. Guy's question playing through injury. I think it got a little ridiculous
from some
of those talking heads.
I know we got to go. Real quick. If you boil all the Darius stuff down, it comes down to game two. It really is all about game two that he missed. Nobody expected him to play against Miami after he got hurt. Nobody was upset about that. Nobody was upset that he sat game one and then he came back for game three. It really, the whole Darius conversation really comes down to game two against the Pacers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.